on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Welcome in all listeners, this is the main event you've all been waiting for. Introduce him, the undefeated, the undisputed best boxing show in the world. Hailing across Essex, East London, Essex, coming to you live from Phoenix 98 FM. Welcome to On The Ropes.
Hello, I'm Carl Frampton and you're listening to On The Ropes with Mark and Charlie Foley.
It's Sunday, it's 8pm and it's Phoenix 98 FM and it's live here at On The Ropes. Charlie, Sunday night, we're back on the airwaves. How have you been?
Back on the airwaves, loving it. Unfortunately, we weren't about last week, so you may have thought, what's up here? That's not the lads talking about boxing. But yeah, unfortunately, we had other matters to attend to, so we weren't live last week, but certainly now we're live back on the airwaves. Had a very good weekend, bro, as usual. You know, running around after kids, etc., getting the working week out the way and then looking forward to another working week. So, yeah, caught a bit of the football. West Ham were a little bit fortunate, but, you know, we'll take that. 3 points in the bag.
Absolutely. And what a disastrous penalty from Lookman.
Oh, no. Shocking, wasn't it?
He's not in for a good few weeks, is he?
No, but I thought he played well, actually, up until that point. And to be fair, Fulham played well, but we were, you know, lucky. Very fortunate.
Yeah, not too much boxing on the airways this weekend, but we will be discussing the show from the US in part two of the show, and there's a big blockbuster of weekend of boxing to look forward to next weekend. So that is all to come in part two. I want to talk about this week, Charlie. The week really started with disappointing news that Alexander Povetkin versus Dillian White, the rematch, has been postponed as Povetkin has tested positive for coronavirus and is now in hospital. Eddie Hearn has said that the new target date is January 30th. Lots to talk about, Charlie, in the heavyweight division. All sorts of, you know, stories breaking, you know, not just around this fight. The likes of Del Boy Chisora has put his name in the frame if Dillian White wants to fight on November the 21st. And Dillian White's name is in the frame for Tyson Fury. I mean, you just... it's all happening in the heavyweight division, and we've obviously got this weekend's action to discuss from the heavyweights. Lots going on and lots to talk about.
Absolutely, Mark. Yeah, I think it's a bit of a pantomime at the moment, isn't it? You know, excuse the pun, Christmas around the corner, but that's what it feels like. All these heavyweights are calling each other out. Obviously, we're going to talk about Chisora and Usyk as well, Mark. Is Usyk, you know, a fully fledged heavyweight now? Did he do enough against Chisora to, you know, impress the fan base, impressed the boxing crowd in terms of can he mix it with the likes of AJ? He was calling out Anthony Joshua afterwards. And yeah, you have people like Herkovic who was out last night. There's another guy who is signed by DAZN in the US, Big Bang Schwang. You should see him. You should see him, 36 years of age. He's calling them all out. They all want Chisora. They all want each other. Wilder, you've got Wilder as well. Look what he's been talking about. You know, unbelievably, he's trying to say that, you know, not only were the gloves, you know, controversial, his trainer spikes his drink, his water, you just couldn't make it out, Mark. They're all trying to get ahead of each other, aren't they, for big fights?
Absolutely. So you've got, you know, the elite heavyweights of the division. They've got the belts. That's what these guys want. You know, Dillian White was commented on, you touched on Deontay Wilder. Dillian White's view this week was we won't see Wilder in a boxing ring again. I mean, the man has said some cowardly things. He's saying his drinks have been spiked. Disgraceful. Apart from that, you know, discussions that he might look to change his team, Deontay Wilder. But, you know, he certainly has disgraced himself in terms of the allegations that he's made.
Yeah, well, I think he is disgusting the way he's carrying on and, you know, on his... But that's what social media does now. You can literally just pick up a video and say what you like and no one can stop you from saying it. But I think he's frozen out of the heavyweight division, Mark, I really do. And I think he's, you know, he's twisting things to try and get back in the fold and, you know, trying to get Fury's reaction. Clearly, he's missed the cutoff for a third fight for whatever reason. And, you know, someone like Louis Ortiz was out last night. Will he fight him? Who knows where Ortiz going to fight next? Will he fight Wilder? Because they're both, you know, part of the PBC network. You don't know, do you? So people are saying Wilder's out. Yes, he's frozen out from the top level, but he still can come in at a good level and nick a few quid.
I think Ortiz now, with that win obviously last night, which we will discuss in further detail in part two, I think he is not quite the mandatory for the WBC. He's not too far off that. He's up there, you know, in terms of, I'm trying to think who the WBC mandatory is now. Is it not Dillian White if he beats Povetkin?
Well, they were talking, but they were also talking about Andy Ruiz Jr. So, yeah, Ortiz. Yeah, I mean, White should be up there, Mark, but I think with Povetkin losing, with him losing to Povetkin, and, you know, this rematch, I don't even sure if that stands as a mandatory. So there's going to be twists and turns. And let's be honest, it's all about money, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's about money and which network can offer the biggest purses. It's not about the actual guy anymore who's been waiting in the wing, someone like White, who's been waiting patiently. Yes, you know, it was a banana skin against Povetkin. If he corrects it, then, you know, you'd think he should get the shout, but it's boxing and it's all about money, so who knows?
Also, within the heavyweight division, we've touched on this guy before, watch out from the Frenchman Tony Yoka. He's going to face Christian Hammer in a heavyweight clash on November the 27th in France. Young, talented Olympian, Charlie, Tony Yoka, the Frenchman. I'm telling you, watch out for this kid.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. Obviously, in the Olympics, you know, I saw a little bit about, obviously, of him, but yeah. Certainly, yeah. I mean, Christian Hammer's been in there with some big names as well. He was due to fight... who did he pull out of recently? Christian Hammer. He was due to fight over here. Yeah, I can't remember who. But clearly, he's got a better offer to fight Yoka. But Christian Hammer was due to fight Dave Allen.
Dave Allen, right.
And then Witherspoon, Lovejoy. Then that was pulled, wasn't it? Don King, because Don King's got him legally tied up in knots. Saying that he was contracted to Don King and he flew over here saying he was a free agent. So Eddie Hearn's obviously got the needle and he's gone back. But yeah, Christian Hammer was due to fight Dave Allen on that bill. So obviously he's pulled out. Yoka must be, you know, offering a few, you know, a bit more money, I suppose.
Now, Eddie Hearn did indicate, we touched on this, that Dillian White is not going to face a replacement opponent and will instead wait for the rescheduled Alexander Povetkin rematch on January 30th. Now, Conor Benn versus Sebastian Formella is likely to headline now on a non-pay-per-view card on November 21st. So, Charlie, Benn, top of the bill, and we won't have to pay for it.
Well, it's not pay-per-view worthy, is it, Mark? It's not box office worthy for me. You could argue that White Povetkin wasn't really, you know, it's only a couple of weeks ago that they really fought, wasn't it, back in November? You know, and then you have to fork out, eh?
Back in August, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Povetkin versus White.
Oh, was it August? Oh, yeah. I got my mum's all muddled up. I don't know where I am. Of course we're in November now, aren't we? Christ. I've completely lost it now. You've got...
August, so Povetkin Povetkin versus White will go ahead. It looks like White will not fight anyone on November 21st. He's going to wait for the Povetkin rematch. Now, some other stories breaking this week that we've seen a lot of speculation in terms of who would make the Ring Magazine pound-for-pound list this year, Charlie. I'm pleased to say that Josh Taylor has now entered the Ring Magazine pound-for-pound list. Number one is Canelo. Number two is Naoue Inoue. Number three is Terence Crawford. Number four is Alexander Usyk. Number five is Errol Spence. Number six is Teofimo Lopez. Number seven, Vasily Lomachenko. Number eight, Juan Estrada. And number nine, Josh Taylor. Number 10, Gennady Golovkin. Very, very good news that Josh Taylor, British, you know, best pound-for-pound boxer, in my opinion.
Fully deserved, Mark. Fully deserved. He's fought everyone, hasn't he? He's not shied away from anyone. And, yeah, really, really pleased to see his name up there. That is a meaty list, isn't it, when you name it? I think Lomachenko's dropping down that list pretty rapidly, isn't he? But that's a mouth-watering list, that is.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, Canelo's got that dispute with Golden Boy at the moment.
No, he's a free agent now.
He is a free agent. Yeah. So where does he go from here, Charlie?
Caleb Plant, they're talking about December.
Really?
Caleb Plant. That will be... I like Caleb Plant as well. I think he's a very, very raw boxer. Raw talent, raw power. Canelo should be too strong for him, really. But, I mean, that could be a fantastic fight, that.
That'd be a great fight.
Yeah.
You know, one that I think will really test Canelo. Because Plant is... he's no mug. You know, he is absolutely, you know, as strong as they come. And I think he'll give a good account of himself. And it will be a real test for Canelo Alvarez.
Absolutely. But now he's a free agent, Mark. I think you're going to see him mixing it with some of the best. If he gets through Caleb Plant, which like I said, I think he will do. Who knows? We may see him on our British shores one day. You never know.
Absolutely. Now, one fight really that I will touch on, but not one that I'm particularly looking forward to. Huey Fury versus Marius Wack is likely to happen next and could take place on the Anthony Joshua versus Pulev card December the 12th. Absolutely not one for me, Charlie.
No interest in that whatsoever, Mark. No interest.
Right, guys, we are going to have a bit of a break just in 1 second. Now, this is for our heroes, basically. You know, the guys that we sacrifice themselves for our country. We're going to play out with this one just for you guys, really. Now, this is obviously for our fallen heroes, Charlie. You know, the men that gave up their lives for our country. And we're going to leave you with the last post any minute now. That was played for you 11 minutes past the hour in memory of our fallen heroes, Charlie.
Yep, remembering Sunday, you know, all those heroes that fought in both world wars, you know, least we forget.
Absolutely. Now, Charlie, the WBC have announced that three legendary champions, not named yet, will score the Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. exhibition fight via remote scoring on November the 28th. They've also stated that both fighters will receive a special WBC belt regardless of who is declared the winner.
Outrageous. Yes, two mammoth names of yesteryear, but do they deserve a belt? Do they really deserve a belt? I mean, come on.
It's an exhibition match. It's like saying me and, you know, Mark and Charlie get in the ring. There you go, lads, WBC boxing belts. You couldn't make it up. We could.
Yeah, we got plastic trophies back in the day for exhibition matches, not a WBC belt.
No, fair point. But yeah, two legends of the game, obviously. But do they warrant those belts? Probably not. Oscar De La Hoya this week, the lawsuit is to be resolved to everyone's satisfaction, and we wish Canelo the best going forward. In a strong partnership with DAZN, we will continue showcasing a wide array of talent, including rising superstars like Ryan Garcia, Jamie Manuia, and Virgil Ortiz Jr. Not much of a stable there, Charlie.
No, not at all, Mark. Not at all. But I tell you what, that lightweight division with Devin Haney last night, Teofimo Lopez, I don't know if you saw the Haney fight. I watched it back today, Mark, against Gamboa. You know, Gervonta Davis as well. Gervonta Davis knocks out Gamboa. Devin Haney, yes, he won it unanimously on points. Not impressed.
No, we'll be talking about that later in part two. But yeah, I mean, I don't think he's quite in Lopez's league just yet, but and he seems to want to keep calling him out. But we'll see how that one finishes up as and when it does happen. But it could be some time yet. Yeah. Obviously, we got Garcia versus Luke Campbell to look forward to coming up. So let's see the result of that one as well. You know, these young men are certainly up and coming.
Well, we've got to talk about Gervonta Davis as well, Mark. Santa Cruz, that uppercut last weekend, put him to sleep.
Fantastic punch, fantastic punch.
Gervonta Davis, a lightweight. He's going to be difficult to shift.
Oh yeah, he's a real brute with real power and completely bossed the fight. I mean, you know, interesting fight, very, very good fight for six rounds, I must admit. I thoroughly enjoyed it, but you know, you just with that sort of power in his armoury, you know, Gervonta Davis, it's no wonder he's so confident. He's a very forward-thinking boxer, likes to be on the front foot all the time. the aggressor, boxed fantastic against Santa Cruz, who was in the fight. He certainly was in that fight, Charlie, for the first five or six rounds, that's for sure.
Absolutely, Mark, but obviously stepping up in weight, he's not a natural, is he? Lightweight. He had the range early rounds, he really did. But once Gervonta Davis got inside, you could really see where the power was coming from. And it's just that hip action, wasn't it? And it was a hook come uppercut, wasn't it? And it just fucking put him to sleep.
I mean, knockout of the year, Charlie, for you so far. Obviously, Povetkin against White. And now we've had Davis versus Leo Santa Cruz. I mean, for me, the Povetkin punch was just, you know, unexpected and took us all by surprise. So that would be knockout of the year for me.
Yeah, you're a good shout. But that is a good shout. But Gervonta Davis is a close second, Mark, for me. Really is.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Obviously, we touched on Devin Haney. We'll be discussing that in part two. And Herkovich, he stopped Rydell Booker in a one-sided beatdown, really. I mean, that's his old ex-sparring partner. Rydell Booker had never been stopped, but I mean, he's aging now. He looked out of shape, he looked overweight. Herkovich, Charlie, where does he go from here? You've got the likes of Michael Hunter. I guess he could come domestically, he could fight one of the British guys that are pushing on, you know, the likes of, I don't know, Chisora or White eventually, or Dave Allen, someone like that. Or where does he go? Does he fight Usyk? Is Usyk a heavyweight?
Exactly, Mark. These questions are all unanswered. Herkovich, he said afterwards, he's willing to fight anyone. He said the contracts have gone into people like Chisora, Dillian White, Michael Hunter. He said Michael Hunter's probably more realistic next. And then he's using it as a stepping stone. He's only 28. You know, Booker, he said to Booker afterwards, you know, you're too old, man. He said, you're too old. The ref done the right thing. The ref stopped it. Booker was arguing that the ref stopped it prematurely. But Booker didn't have anything, you know. He was just had his hands up and Herkovich was just literally pounding in the punches. But, you know, at 28, he's slow and steady. He's under the Zowlin brothers, isn't he? So I don't think they're going to rush him along, Mark. I really don't. And he's waiting in the wings. You know, he wants his shot at the big guns, but he's realistic and he knows he's got to go through certain stages. And the next stage will be like the gatekeepers, like we said, the Chisora's, Whites. And I think Michael Hunter will be a very good fight for him.
That'll be a real test for him and probably one that he needs at this stage of his career. Now, Charlie, want to get your thoughts on this. UFC, obviously, Dana White, he's looking to move in, or reportedly looking to enter the boxing market with a company called Suffer Boxing, promoting Clarissa Shields versus Marie-Eve Decaire on December the 10th in Vegas. It's claimed the WBA, WBC, IBF and WBA undisputed super featherweight fight will be on a UFC fight pass. Thoughts on this? Is this the start of Dana White entering boxing promoting? It looks like it is. And secondly, he's starting with a female game. Will he move into the male game? I mean, it'll be interesting to see if he does something slightly different. If he does it with a UFC event, which it looks like he will be, you know, UFC and boxing on the same bill. You know, that requires two rings on the same night in the same venue. I mean, interesting times. For the world of boxing, I think, if Dana White is entering the field.
Mike, this could be a light bulb moment. This really could, because not only will UFC cross over to boxing, but then you'll see, mark my words, you'll see someone like Matchroom going the other way. So it's going to be multi-sports shows, right? You're going to have MMA, you're going to have boxing all on the same night. It's just about fan base and extending that fan base. And who knows, you could have one arena, you could have a split down the middle. I don't know where it's going to go with this, but this is definitely Dana White's entry into the sport of boxing. Is he the right fit for boxing? That's debatable. Is he going to attract the right calibre of boxers, or are they going to laugh him off? All these things are on.
I think what you might even see, Charlie, we've had the Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather fight. You might see some UFC stars want to box. I don't necessarily see boxers want to MMA, you know? But I think you might see it, certainly with the females, you might see these female UFC stars, you know, that they're big, they're well followed, and they might want to enter the world of boxing. And that what that does is pushes both, you know, sports to the next level with new fan bases.
Yeah, but it could be clever, Mark, because you think a lot of the women who are currently boxing, they've already done a bit of kickboxing and MMA, and then they've realised that boxing, because it's a kind of new, not it's a new sport for females, but it's a growing sport for females. So you'll find a lot of the women boxers, certainly in Britain, you look like someone like Rachel Ball. She's from a kickboxing background, so she could quite easily transfer back to UFC or MMA and then flip back over to boxing when she wants to. So it could be a very clever thing for Dana White, that he could be latching onto something that could literally, like, fly.
Yeah, interesting times for the game. I think it's time for a bit of a song now. We're going to leave you with this one by Wes Nelson, See Nobody. Enjoy this one. We'll catch you soon.
Cutting through the ends like I'm Batman, yeah. It's a rap, fam. 40 on the wrist and a dash, fam. Yeah, now the money in the bank, man. They don't wanna know like I'm Santan, yeah. On the way to the cash, fam. I don't need an addy cassette now, yeah. Foot down, I don't see nobody. In my own lane with the top down. No worries, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't see nobody. Da 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 da, Batman. Never saw it coming, now I'm looking at a stat, man. They don't wanna listen, but they know they're tryna act, man. Pull up in a ride and be like, who's that, man? That man, Batman. Eating up the chase, got me moving like I'm Pac-Man. Tryna level up, but now they wanna cap, man. Nah, 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 nah. Now I found myself, found my peace. Found me chilling in the West Indies. Soul is well, gold is green. I'm investing in my energy. Now I'm tryna elevate. But they trying to stop away. So I'ma be somewhere far away. A place with nothing dip my way. Can't catch, man. Cutting through the ends like I'm Batman. Yeah. It's a rap, fam. 40 on a wrist and a dash, fam. Yeah. Now the money in the bank, man. They don't wanna know like I'm Santan. Yeah. On the way to the cash, fam. I don't need another cassette now, yeah. Foot down, I don't see nobody. In my own lane with the top down. No worries, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't see nobody. In my own lane, it's a shutdown. I don't see nobody.
Yo, income disposable. Hit my line, I'm sociable. Bend her back, she's foldable. Heart on my Dior top, emotional. X thinks she ain't grown at all. Sad thing left her scarred, Voldemort. Where's that girl with bowling balls? No snap, no insta, you know the rules. They didn't wanna see me flex. Hopped out of the GTS. First car that I had was an E-Class. And the diamonds VV. Mad thing, Donnie came in on a sad thing. Fed him to the tigers. Yeah, we went and done him like Baskin. Yeah.
Can't catch, man. Cutting through the ends like I'm Batman. Yeah. It's a rap, fam. 40 on a wrist and a dash, fam. Yeah. Now the money in the bank, man. They don't wanna know like I'm Santan. Yeah. On the way to the cash, fam. I don't need another cassette now, yeah.
Foot down, I don't see nobody. In my own lane with the top down. No worries. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't see nobody. In my own lane, it's a shutdown. I don't see nobody.
Welcome back to part two of the show. Charlie, I want to get your thoughts on now Devin Haney last night against Gamboa. Still only 21. Devin Haney, we touched on this. He won on a very wide scorecard, unanimous decision. Gamboa, aging, looked the slower fighter. Haney looked the fresher fighter. You know, was it conclusive? Possibly. Is Haney ready? Possibly. And where does he go from here?
Certainly he wants to avoid people like Teofimo Lopez. If he wants, you know, Lopez was saying after the fight, Mark, all over social media, you know, he's nothing but an email champion. And let's be honest, he is. You know, before that fight, they gave him the WBC belt. I mean, he's never fought anyone for it. You know, in recess, he's a champion in recess, you know, at 21 years of age. Don't get me wrong, he's a good boxer. I mean, he's a good boxer, but he's not in the leagues of someone like Lopez, Lomachenko, let's say, you know, Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia, Luke Campbell. You know, reel off those names and tell me that he's in the mix with those guys. My own opinion is he's not.
He's not a big name. obviously DAZN and Matchroom. I think Eddie Hearn has spoken, you know, spoken him up maybe a little bit too soon. He was saying that you're going to see that a knockout candidate of the year. He expected Hanny to blast Gamboa away. He didn't. As I touched on, Gamboa is the ageing man now. He's been around a long time. We didn't see that statement from Devin Haney. We've seen the statement from Tank Davis. He continues to deliver. Ryan Garcia against Luke Campbell. Let's see if he delivers. These guys are the top of the division. And Devin Haney is in the chasing pack, I'm afraid. But as you touched on, he was presented with a world title last night. One that really he hasn't fought for, as you touched on. And maybe Lopez is right. He is an email champion at the moment.
Yeah, he's damn right. And Lopez was saying, you know, they'd done a bit of sparring a couple of years back, and you know, he basically schooled him back then, and it's going to be the same kind of result when they do eventually meet. But he's got no interest in him right now. So, you know, if that means Lopez goes down another route and these two guys meet further down the road, then so be it. But for now, I think he should shy away from these guys. I really do, because Haney's just got, you know, his belt. He's going to lose it in quick fashion if he goes up against these guys.
Yeah, so we'll see. That. I mean, the unification fight probably is a little bit premature. He showed his class against Gamboa. He'll be keeping a close eye on Ryan Garcia versus Luke Campbell. That could be an option for him at this stage. But I certainly wouldn't go anywhere near Teofimo Lopez just yet for that unification of all belts. I mean, on the bill last night as well, Charles, we touched on Hrkovic, the heavyweight. Easy night's work for him. You know, we touched on where he goes from here, Michael Hunter possibly, or maybe to the UK. Yep. Impressed by him, or was it just, you know, dusting off the cobwebs to get back in there, I guess? That's how I felt.
Yeah, well, you're right there. But a lot of these boxers have been inactive, haven't they, due to COVID. So he was just ticking over, really, against someone, like we said, you know, not a household name, a bit of a sparring partner, really, Booker. And certainly, you know, he wasn't going to set the world alight, was he? And there was only one winner from the opening bell, you know, and Booker was going nowhere. He's dusted down the cobwebs. He needs, you know, a very good fight next. And he said that, you know, he wants to be challenged. He wants to be involved in hard fights. Michael Hunter gives him a hard fight, for sure. Michael Hunter's now a free agent. He's not with DAZN, so he could quite easily go over and fight, you know, on a Zowlin bill, on one of the Zowlin brother bills. He could go anywhere to fight Hrkovic. So it's certainly a good fight, Mark, you know, and one I'll be interested to see. And, you know, if Hrkovic comes through against Hunter, then, you know, he deserves to be elevated up to fight the likes of Dillian White and then Chisora and people like that. So interesting times for Hrkovic, but, you know, like we said, he's only 28, so no rush.
Another heavyweight you touched on earlier, China's Zeli Azang batted Devin Vargas in four dominant rounds last night. The Olympic silver medalist is now an undefeated 22-fight contender. I mean, he lost to Anthony Joshua at London 2012, but he does aspire for a rematch against Joshua. He has aspirations, Charlie, to be China's first world heavyweight champion. He's obviously promoted by Matchroom, so a Joshua fight would be pretty easy to make, and there will be a lot of money at stake. I mean, interesting that he's there or thereabouts. He boxed in Florida last night, you know, and there is a bit of history there with Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, but I don't think he's 37, Mark. He's 37, that's the only thing, 22-0. But he did say, even he was calling out the likes of Derek Chisora. So I think Chisora's name keeps getting battered about, and I think Chisora most definitely at the moment is the gatekeeper, Mark, you know, for the elite heavyweights who think they're, you know, like the Usyks and stuff that want to test against the best, but, you know, it's like a Premier League and Championship. So, you know, Chisora for me is like the Championship, the top half of the Championship, you know, going for promotion. And he's the, you know, he's the real, he sets the bar in terms of if you beat him convincingly, then you're kind of moved on for a heavyweight title, or you're within that mix of the world elite. So they all, for some reason, they're all calling out Chisora's name, and Zhang's no different. He wants Chisora.
I think he has to elevate boxing in China because it's not one of the core sports there. Obviously, I think you're saying Chisora, but I think Joshua would be the fight that they would want to bring to China at some point. One more man to discuss in the division. We did touch on it earlier in part one. Luis King Kong Ortiz. He stopped Alexander Flores in just 45 seconds. Now, the Cuban heavyweight ended a year-long absence from the ring. The world title challenger has returned following a second loss to former WBC champion Deontay Wilder. You know, his only two defeats of his career. He made that short night's work, Charlie, in Flores, Los Angeles last night. And he does elevate himself, really, for another opportunity at Tyson Fury's WBC belt after his swift victory last night.
Yeah, there was a little bit of controversy thrown in because they were saying that he didn't connect with him. It was his bicep, and Flores had basically, you know, blacked out. And he did go down a little bit delayed, but when you see it on the replay, Ortiz, Mark, he's got a lot of venom in his punches. He really has for a big guy. He's got great lateral movement. And he caught him round the side, like the side wing of his ribs. And you could say that his bicep did connect with Flores's head, but it was the body shot that done it for me. He literally took the wind out of his sail in under 50 seconds. Like, unbelievable.
So he is number 3, I think, now at the WBC. And he is chasing a potential Tyson Fury fight at some point for that belt.
Yeah, but I think, like I said earlier, Mark Wilder is out. He's frozen out. Ortiz has already fought him twice. They were the same, you know, network, PBC. Why can't they get it back on dance for a third time? Like I said, Andy Ruiz Jr. fancies a bit as well. His name's been, you know, mentioned. So Ortiz, yes, he's getting on a bit in age. But again, he's one of those gatekeepers as well. If you get past Ortiz, you deserve another crack because he is a tough cookie.
One other heavyweight actually just springs to mind, Joseph Parker. Where's he in the mix of all this? You've got Usyk, Parker, White,
I think Herkovic.
Ortiz,
I think Herkovic.
Hunter.
Herkovic mentioned him as well.
What's happened to Joseph Parker?
Well, he's signed to Matchroom now, isn't he? So Eddie Hearn's just keeping him out in the dark, Mark. He's keeping him on the sideline, isn't it? It's a bit like a first 11 squad, and Parker's on the bench. He's on the bench just waiting if he's needed.
I mean, he must be highly ranked somewhere. What, with a WBO?
Don't know.
No, I think he is.
I don't know, because I don't rate him, Mark. I really don't rate him.
He's a former champion.
Champion, yeah.
But someone like Usyk versus Parker would actually be quite an interesting fight.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And it would make sense because they're both from Matchroom. But again, that's just another Usyk. You know, Parker's not a genuine heavyweight for me. And Usyk, that would be another, you know, you're playing to Usyk's strengths.
Yeah, but then Joshua beats Puliev, yeah? Then his mandatory is Usyk.
Mm.
He's got a decision to make. If he vacates, he's going to vacate to fight who? Fury.
Yeah, but he'll have
that
to.
And that leaves Usyk fighting for a world title against a number two contender. That could be Daniel Dubois, actually. That could be Dubois if he beats Joyce.
That would be some fight.
So it would be Usyk versus Dubois. That would be for the...
tasty.
Yeah, for the WBO world title.
That would be unbelievable. I tell you what, Mark, you might be onto something there.
That would be fantastic, actually. Yeah, so if Fury versus Joshua, he has to vacate his world titles, yeah? Anthony Joshua leaves his world titles open. So it then leaves him to vacate. So that would be the WBO number two contender is Daniel Dubois. So he'll fight Usyk, potentially.
Don't forget Joe Joyce. Dubois has to get through Joe Joyce first.
Dubois has to get through Joe Joyce, absolutely, on November 28th. So a lot of good fights to look forward to. Before we discuss next weekend's action, you know, fights to look forward to, and this week's action, we'll leave you with another song. Now, this one is picked by Charlie tonight. It's Tones and I, Dance Monkey. Catch you very soon.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine. Take your hand, my dear, and place them both in mine. Was passing by, and now I beg to see you dance just one more. Move for me, and when you're done, I'll make you do it all again. things you do before. They say, move for me, move for me, move for me, hey.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Charlie, it's that time of the week. Quotes of the week. No matter what you do, someone will always talk about you. Someone will always question your judgment. Someone will always doubt you. So just smile and make the choices you can live with. Great stuff, Charlie. As we touched on, lots of boxing to look forward to this week. Listeners, catch your television screens firstly on Tuesday evening, ITV4 or BT Sport 1. The Ultimate Boxer, the Super Middleweight, is back, Charlie.
Yeah, Super Middleweight, Mark. Very, very good concept. Looking forward to this one. Zach Chelly is one of the... A lot of fight fans will know him. He's featured recently on numerous matchroom bills, certainly over Fight Camp. You've got Mike McGoldrick, you've got Harry Woods, you've got Ben Ridings, but the undercard, oh, it's tasty. It is tasty. You've got Mikel Lawau. He won the Cruiserweight Ultimate Boxer. He is an absolute beast. You've got the Albanian, who brings loads of fans and excitement, the welterweight, Florian Marcou, and you've got Derek the Preacher Ozazi, again another winner, another former winner, Mark. The undercard is amazing. And also Jack Fincham was supposed to be on it. What happened there?
Yeah, Jack Fincham unfortunately had a car accident midweek. He's been training very hard. I mean, he looks in great shape. Charlie's lost a lot of weight. He broke his nose. He will be having surgery this week. He is due to attend Tuesday night's action. He will be sat ringside. I think he's doing a bit of work for ITV, but due to that injury, sad news that he will not be making his professional debut.
Yeah, real shame, because I was looking forward to seeing how he crossed over from, you know, celebrity to boxer. So it's a shame, but yeah, I'm sure hopefully he gets well. That's the main thing. And we'll get to see him in the ring sometime in the near future.
Now, who's your favourite for that, Charlie? Obviously, Zach Chelly we know a lot about. Mike McGoldrick, I can't say I know too much about. Harry Woods, again, no, very little of. Ben Ridings, I know a little bit of. I mean, based on the competitors, I would expect Zach Chelly to come through and win the tournament.
I think so too, Mark. I'm in your camp. I don't know very much. In fact, I know very little about the others. But Zach Chelly, obviously, we've seen a bit about. You know, he's been up there with some good fights. You know, Cody Davis, he was out against Jack Cullen. In Fight Camp in Brentwood, you know, in the summer there. So he's the one who's kind of the household name, and it's a great opportunity for him as well. He's still relatively young. He's had a couple of defeats. It's an opportunity for him to bounce back and take a title and hopefully get back in the mix.
It's a very good undercard, as you touched on. It does come live from the BT Sport Studios Tuesday night, BT Sport. And if you haven't got BT Sport, get it on ITV4. That to look forward to Tuesday night. And Charlie, Wednesday night, another MTK build to look forward to.
MTK, Mark. Really, really looking forward to this build. There's some good names. Paddy Donovan, who's trained by Andy Lee. You've got Kulumet is the main event versus McGowan. That's for the WBO International Super Welterweight title. And I'm looking forward to this one, Jack Martin versus Bassey. Now, they're both kind of local guys. Bassey has an unbelievable following. I'm really looking forward to that one. So get that. There's also Louis Edmondson versus Williams. Really looking forward to that. And Dave Allen's protege, Danny Morrell. Dave Allen coaches him, so he's taking him under his wing. Let's see how good he is. So really, really looking forward to that. You can get that Wednesday evening, November the 11th, on IFL TV, which is courtesy of YouTube. So midweek boxing, fantastic.
Don't forget next Saturday, the 14th of November, coming from the US, Terence Bud Crawford versus Kell Brook for the WBO World Welterweight title. Now, estimated ring walk on this one. You can get it on ESPN if you have it, or Premier Sports. It won't really be broadcast across the UK, unfortunately. Estimated ring walk 3 a.m. You may be able to get that on some networks online. Maybe, you know, you might be able to get the Premier Sports channel on the web.
Yeah, but first and foremost, Mike, you've got the matchroom bill. You've got Katie Taylor, undisputed lightweight championship, versus Miriam Gutt. What's her name?
Gutrez.
Yeah. You've got Jack Cullen. We just mentioned him. He's fighting Doherty. You've got Rachel Ball. Who else you've got? You tell me who you've got. It's a great little card, Mike. You've also got Terry Harper.
That's correct. So you've got, touched on that. Rachel Ball versus Georgina Quinini. And we've got John Doherty versus Jack Cullen. They clash. And Terry Harper versus Katrina Tandrez. They obviously clash also. But, I mean, Rachel Ball back in action since, first time since August. Likewise, Terry Harper, since those fight night events or fight camp events here at Brentwood with Matchroom, they're back in action, as too is Katie Taylor. So this fight is scheduled for 10 rounds in the lightweight division, which means the weight limit will be 135 pounds. And as we touched on, Katie Taylor is set to face Miriam Gutrez on next Saturday, the 14th of November. Switching back, Charlie, to Kell Brook versus Terence Crawford. Can Brook do it?
I don't think he can, Mark. I really don't. I think, it's his last shot, really, isn't it? I mean, Amir Khan was saying, he's completely gone like 180 degrees. He's now like his best mate, and he's saying, we've got to look up, we've got to root for the British man. It's quite laughable, really. These two hate each other, but Amir Khan's, in his corner now for this one. I just can't see it, Mark. Yes, Kell Brook's been a very, very good boxer over the years. He's been very tough. The decision, to move away from Dominic Ingle, etc. I don't know how much of an impact that's going to have. Terence Crawford is one of the pound-for-pound best, Mark. So I just don't know. I just can't see a Kell Brook win. I really can't.
Do you know that this fight is not the main event?
Really?
The main event next Saturday... It's on the undercard of Joshua Franco versus Andrew Maloney for the WBA World Super Flyweight title. It's not the main event.
Andrew Maloney, I've heard that name. He's the Aussie, isn't he?
Australian,
it? Yeah.
Australian, so that will be the main event. Now, Crawford will be making his fourth defence of his WBO World Welterweight Championship. He won this belt against Jeff Horn in June 2018. He has now held the belt for 2 years and 4 months and 29 days. It is taken over, obviously it's taking place over 12 rounds, 147-pound weight division, which is 10 and a half stone, Charlie. Long time since you were 10 and a half stone.
How dare you?
Me too. 66.7 kilos. Terence Crawford is obviously versus Kell Brook. It will take place at the Bubble MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. As I said, estimated ring walk is 3 a.m. UK time. Charlie wins now. Full record for Bud Crawford. 36 wins, 27 by knockout. Kell Brook, 39 wins, 27 of those by knockout. So, both touching 40 fights professionally. Knockout ratio for Brook, 69%. For Crawford, 75%. Crawford, no losses. Brook, just 2 losses. Stopped twice, obviously, by Golovkin and... I'm trying to think of the other stoppage.
That's gone. I can't think.
No, Golovkin and...
He done his eye, didn't he? Was that Golovkin?
That was Golovkin. Who else stopped him? Can't remember. there was another US fighter, was it? Or was it Canelo? He didn't get him, Canelo. I can't remember. So, current world rankings, obviously, for Brook, I think he's ranked number 5 by the WBO, and Bud Crawford is ranked number 2 by the Ring magazine now, and he is the world champion. for WBO World Welterweight Champion.
You sure weren't Errol Spence?
Errol Spence, that's who it was. Errol Spence Jr. So, yeah, an interesting fight. Can Brook do it? I think he's made too many mistakes. I think he's taken this as a bit of a money fight during the pandemic. You know, big question marks over his trainer. We touched on that recently. I can't see Kell Brook causing an upset here.
No, I agree, Mark. I totally agree. You know, he's 34. He's had a lot of injuries as well, hasn't he? So I do agree. He's gone there for the money. But I do think, you know, if he win, lose or draw, I still think he's got one more fight in him, and that's the Amir Khan fight back in Britain. So he's got two more fights in him to earn a few quid and get out of the game. And that's his main objective right now.
Absolutely. Just also bear in mind that we do have some big events coming up. That Matchroom event on Saturday the 21st of November, you'll have Chris Billingsmith back in action. You'll have Conor Benn headlining. And then towards the end of this month, Daniel Jacobs back in action against Rosado on Friday the 27th of November. And Mike Tyson versus Roy Jr. Jones on November 28th to look forward to, as well as Daniel Dubois versus Joe Joyce for the CBC Commonwealth Heavyweight Championship Saturday the 28th of November.
Sounds good. So much boxing to look forward to. So long may it continue. And then in December the 5th, Mark, that's a big date for boxing. Obviously, Tyson Fury, Anthony Yard, and then you flip over to the US. Who's fighting December 5th in the US? Garcia, Luke Campbell, isn't it? So much boxing to look forward to. It's not even funny.
Absolutely. And you do have Billy Joe Saunders, Charlie, on the 4th of December, Friday night, versus Martin Murray. So they'll be dusting off the cobwebs as well right here in the UK, Sky Sports Arena.
Yeah, not looking forward to that one, Mark. Not looking forward to that one little bit. Billy Joe, he's been giving it a large one all year round, calling out all the names. And before Christmas, he's fighting Martin Murray. I mean, come on. Look yourself in the mirror, Billy Joe Saunders. Come on, son.
Absolutely. Just another fight to mention, Charlie, just sprung to mind. Friday, the 13th of November, we've got Bentley versus Heffron for the vacant British Middleweight Championship.
Bit of a rematch, that one.
Yeah, rematch to look forward to. Danny Dignam, he is a local lad, middleweight fighter. He'll be back in action very, very soon. He's scheduled to be on a MTK bill early December. We will be catching up with Danny Dignam next week just to see how active he's been. I know he's been keeping himself fit, and he'll be certainly keeping a close eye on that British middleweight vacant title fight, because I think Danny Dignam, Charlie, is not too far from British from a British title shot, in my view.
He's a European champion, isn't he? So, yeah, if, you know, all British boxers want that British title. So it'd be interesting to see who wins that one, Bentley and Heffron. And, yeah, you're right, Mark. Danny will probably be in with a shout after that to fight the winner.
Yeah, because obviously Liam Williams vacated the British title. He is clearly looking to move up now to the world elite level. As I touched on there, basically Danny Dignam will face Dutchman Gino Canters on the Golden Contract Finals next month, December 2nd, live on Sky Sports. So, yeah, great to see Danny back in action, and we will be catching up with him next week. But like I touched on there, he'll be watching that Heffron fight, Bentley fight, very, very closely.
Absolutely, bro, absolutely. So, yeah, we'll see how that one pans out. But that's another cracking division, that the middleweight, isn't it? There's so many good names in that division. So, fight fans, watch, you know, keep your eye on that one.
Don't forget, guys, keep sharing the show and getting it out there on social media.
Yeah, we're on Instagram, On The Ropes FM. We're on Twitter, On The Ropes FM 1. We're on Facebook, On The Ropes. We're also on the website. You can go to www.phoenixfm.com. You'll go to programs, go down to On The Ropes. You'll see not only this week's show, you can listen back, you can download it. The whole shebang, we're on there from day one. You can go back, and we've had some real good guests, you know, we've been doing it probably about just over a year now, haven't we, Mark? Maybe a year and a quarter. And you can listen to all our guests. You know, we've had people like Lawrence Accoli. We've had our good friend of the show, Georgie Hilliard, Hitard Hilliard. You know, fantastic people. Ashley Theophane, who's, would you believe, Mark, he's due to fight. He's fighting on Channel 5 in a couple of weeks. His 60th bout, and he's returned to his first fight in the UK for 8 years. You can go back and listen to that one. We spoke to him probably about a year ago now, and he was telling us all the stories from fighting Adrian Broner and people like that, and training with the Mayweathers. You know, some fantastic guests. You know, just go back, have a little listen, and do follow us on all the socials, and tell your friends, and tell them to tell their friends, because, you know, it's all about the boxing.
away from boxing, Charlie, Joe Biden, US president. Thoughts on that?
It's not a political show, so let's just leave it there.
Irish-American, I thought you'd have something to say about that.
Well, there's lots of Irish-Americans, so let's just leave it
Charlie
there.
Charlie doesn't want to go into politics.
But no way.
He's a boxing man, 100%, closely followed by a bit of football, I'd say. But, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. But you're right, we won't talk US politics. I hope you're all keeping healthy and safe. Obviously, the pandemic during lockdown, we're respecting social distancing rules here. You know, hope you guys are. We're in a new lockdown period, which is going to be tough, but we do have boxing to look forward to on our television screens, as well as many other sports.
Absolutely, bro. But I don't know about you, but I've really enjoyed the boxing during lockdown, Mark, but I can't say the same about the football. I'm really starting to switch off from football. I don't know if it's because there's no fans or if it's VAR.
VAR, yeah.
Oh, it's just, I can't even watch a game now for 90 minutes. Even the West Ham game yesterday, I switched off, dipped in and dipped back out. I mean, I just don't know. I'm just not feeling it.
No, absolutely. I guess that the fans make the sport. VAR is certainly killing the game this season with some of the decisions. I mean, for example, that Bamford offside yesterday, I mean, that was just ludicrous. It was just a farce, because how can you point and that leading arm be offside? I mean, you just couldn't make it up. So hopefully boxing doesn't go that way, because, yes, there have been some dubious scoring this year, but I'd like to think that we're grown up enough to leave it to the officials, really, and they should do that with football. Let the referee make the decision based on real time.
I know. Perhaps you're talking about referees, Mark, we didn't touch on it earlier. That Mike Tyson fight and Roy Jones Jr., the three judges are going to be ex-professional boxers. I wonder who that will be.
It'll be interesting to see who that is.
Someone, because I really like Lennox Lewis. He was on commentating on PBC last night. I really like him as a pundit. I think he could be potentially one of the judges. You know, it'd be amazing, these three judges. And what if it's, imagine that Lewis, Bruno and someone all who fought Tyson, and they all win against him, and then Tyson to start calling them all out. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, so that, it adds to the entertainment. Don't get me wrong, it is an exhibition fight. A little bit disappointed to touch on there that they're going to get WBC belts, I think. You know, it's an exhibition match at the end of the day. Yes, they're both legends in their own right, and, they're both well into their 50s. Okay, great. Well done, lads. You know, good effort for getting in there, and you've got yourself in shape, but it doesn't warrant, a WBC belt, in my opinion.
Yeah, but then what if the winner starts calling out people, I'm the champion now, that plastic belt, I'm the new champion, and then they start calling out people like Evander Holyfield, and people, and then, all the granddads are getting back in the ring. I mean, come on, where does it end? Where does it end?
Absolutely. Right, guys, we're going to leave you and love you and leave you now. We're going to play out with a bit of a song for you. Get ready for boxing this week. As we touched on, you've got boxing Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday evening to look forward to. So get it on your screens. And don't forget also, you've got boxing coming up on Friday night next week as well. So we've got boxing Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, all to look forward to from the UK and the US. Get it on your screens. Catch us next week, 8 p.m, Phoenix 98 FM. We're going to give you all our analysis, all our news, and a bit of music and reviews.
Excellent. Guys, as always, thank you for listening. Have a knockout week, and
you're always in with a puncher's chance. We're going to leave you with the Weekend, Blinding Lights. Enjoy this one, and we will catch you next Sunday, Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through a drought.
I'm Carl Frampton, and you're listening to On the Ropes with Mark and Charlie Foley.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Welcome along to another Best of the Guests here